Okay, today's daf is Demai daf Ayin Gimel. Ayin Gimel in Perek HaMazmin, and we are on Ayin Beis Mabeis. The second to last line. Again, today's shiur, we thank the sponsors for the shiur and for the Masechta, Michael Naomi Nudel, Avram and Dvor Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So we are on the second to last line of Ayin Beis Mabeis. We're quoting a Brisa. We're quoting a statement of Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, regarding the sugya of Toka de Dibur. And if somebody wants to switch their statement, that's the sugya that we're talking about. How did this come up? If you remember, the Mishnah spoke about if somebody wants to make the maisrus of two baskets, one into the other one. So if one wants to do that one after another, so then only the first one works, not the second one, because after the first statement has effect, so then the first basket is patur from Maestros, and one can't be mafresh, but not patur alachiv. If one does it simultaneously, so then it would work. That was the last line of the Mishnah, that it should be chaverta, maasrosea maestros kalkala bechaverta, so that would work in each other. But if it's one after another, it wouldn't work. So the Gemara says, isn't that right, like Rabbi Meir Shita? Because Rabbi Meir is the one that says, in Meseches Temura, that tfos lashon rishon. If somebody says this animal should be a temura of an ola and a temura of a shlamim, it's only temura of an ola because of tfos lashon rishon. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi in that Mishnah said that no, if that was his kavana originally, and he just can't say the same thing at the same time, two things at the same time, then we say that it's considered as if he meant both things, and the animal has both kedushas, kedusha tumuras ola and a tumuras shlamim, and you have to wait till it gets a moment, sell it, and bring with half the money an ola and half the money a shlamim. So that's if he can't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say two things at the same time, right? That's a unique type of hekesh, right? Usually a hekesh is we have two things together in the same pasuk, so we compare them to each other. Hekesh. If you have two things in two psukim next to each other, the psukim, that's smuchin. But if it's in the same pasuk, then it is hekesh, two things next to each other. But there's another type of hekesh, which is only possible from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is, as Rashi says in Parshas Kiseitse, items that are bedibur echa ne'emru. Right, that's also a type of hekesh. Shamar v'zachar was b'dibur echa ne'emru. Or the mitzvah of tzitzis and shatnez were b'dibur echa ne'emru. So that's also a hekesh. And we compare the two and we say, kol sheyesh, like the Gemara in Brachas and Afchaf, kol sheyeshno b'zachira, yet b'shamira yeshno b'zachira. Right, where did the shamar and zachar are totally not near each other. Right, shamar is in Va'eschanan, and Zachar is in Yisro. So how do we compare the two? How do we compare Shamar and Zachar to say that women who are obligated in Shamar, in the Los Assays of Shabbos, are obligated in the Assays of Shabbos? So that's a different type of a Hekesh. It's a Hekesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said them at the same time, Kaviyachol, at Har Sinai. Okay, different type of saying it at the same time. But a person cannot say things at the same time, and that's what Rabbi Yossi says, if one had kavana to say them at the same time, but one can't because one is human, and therefore one says it one right after the other, that's okay, and we still could be tfos both lashonos. But Rabbi Meir was the one that said that tfos lashon rishon. So the Gemara says, on Ayin Beis Mabeis, we had by the two dots, the last statement we read, we said, didn't the Lokin Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak B'Shem Rav Huna Amar Zu? I'm sorry. Even before we get to that statement, the previous line, right? We quoted that maybe the machlokas between there was a havamina that the machlokas was, who said this havamina? This was the Gemara Rabbi Yossi on top. Rabbi Yossi the Amora said that maybe the machlokas between them is only lachar k'dibur, but b'tok k'dibur we would say that even Rabbi Meir would agree that you focus on both lashonos. But we said because the Mishnah didn't mention this at all, the Mishnah just said on the statement only simultaneity would work. B'tok k'dibur wouldn't work. It must be Rabbi Meir's across the board. It must be Rabbi Meir says Ashita even tok k'dibur. Even tok k'dibur one cannot be chozer bo. And we go tfos lashon rishon even in that case. Good. So now the Gemara says, really? But didn't Rav Huna say amar zu tmuras ola chozer bo betok de dibur, taking out the word afilu? But didn't we learn that Rav Huna says that one can be, if somebody says zu tmuras ola, you could be chozer? So the Gemara says chozer bo and say shlamim, right? So don't you see during tok you can't be chozer bo tok de dibur, and we assume that's not the shita of Rav Yossi, that's the shita of Rav Meir. So the Gemara answers, Kamen miskamen lefrachos, kamen miskamen lehosif. As the Gemara ended off. Well, it depends what you're really trying to do. as we explained. If you're just trying to be lefachot to change what it was, so then you can be chozer over tokot edibur. Right? That's Rav Huna's statement. But miskavin lahosif. But if your kavana is you want to keep both kedushas, you have one kedusha, you want to add on another kedusha, so that's not allowed. That's what the Mara Fulda said. Let's read that just to get back into this brisa. Hadarafuda damrina davi chazara kisha amr shadaito hayelafachos. When does Rav Huna say that you can be choser from ola to shlamim? That's only when you say that your kavana was to do less. Hada amar tamur shlamim de lo levi bekdusha chamur shel ola ela bishal shlamim as havale chazar lo kuliyama. You want to switch it. You said tamur is ola, and now you want it to be tamur shlamim, so that could switch. Vim amar shadai dohaya lo hosiv akdushasa. But if it already is an ola, and now you want to add on shlamim, so that's the machlokas. That's the machlokas of Meir Rabbi Yossi. Lord Meir says tfos lashon rishon, and the sheni cannot be chal klal, and Rabbi Yossi says they're both chal, lefish lekakras kavim bitchila. V'yefshal hosi sheitaram ke'echad. So that is how we interpret Rav Huna. How we interpret Rav Huna. If it's lafachos to change, so then maybe it can be changed, maybe even according to, what we said, according to our mission, it sounds like Rav Meir does not hold to that, but this is Rav Huna's statement. But miskavim lahos, if you want to just add on a kedusha that already is chal, so that's the machlokas. Says the Gemara now. Amar, second to last line, this is a hemshech of Divrei Rav Huna. That's what the Ma'ara Folda says. Amar harizu truma, afilu betok de dibur eno chozer bo. Harizu truma, you cannot be chozer, even tok de dibur. But I thought Rav Huna says that you can be chozer bo. Again, we had before that maybe our Mishnah sounds like that according to Rabbi Meir, that he can't be chozer even tok de dibur. That was a statement of Rav Yossi. That's not of Mora Rav Yossi. That wasn't Mefurish. But that's what the mashmaus was. We thought. But now Rav Huna says in this statement that you could be chozer bo as long as you weren't lefachos. But if you were lahosif, so then that's the machlokas. And Rav Huna continues and says, but you can't be chozer bo by truma. Somehow truma is more chamor than hekdesh. So why would that be? Usually we think that hekdesh is the most chamor. Remember the mishnayos in Chagiga talk about in terms of tevila. So that kavana for tevila, if somebody is kavana for tevila for Maaser Sheni, that is not good enough for truma. If for truma is not good enough for kutshim is not good enough for paraduma. So you say hekdesh is the most chamor in the highest level of kedusha. So why would here we say the opposite, that by truma you have a higher standard? By truma you can't be chozer bo even tokot de dibur. If somebody is mafrish a truma and he wants to undo it, but if by hekdesh he can be chozer bo. So the Gra adds in a line here, ma bein hektish l'truma. What's the difference between hektish and truma? So Gemara answers, adam nishal al hektesho, vein adam nishal al trumaso. A person could be nishal on their hektish, but ein adam. What does ein adam mean? That he can't be shoal on his truma? That can't be the pshat, because a person can be shoal on their truma. Right? The Mara Folda notes, nedarim nuntes, So ein adam nishal al truma must be a person generally isn't shoal on their truma. Why? If somebody is shoal on their hektish, so then that helps them, because something was hektish, they designated it, and then they make it not hektish, okay, they're done, they don't lose. And a person would want to be shoal on their hektish. But when it comes to truma, it's not the derech to be shoal. Why? Because you're gonna make this not truma anymore, so you're going to have to be mount for truma from somewhere else. Doesn't really help you so much. So a person generally isn't shoel on their truma. So, and therefore what? If a person isn't generally shoel on their truma, so therefore we assume that right when they finish saying their words of afrasha, they're very serious, even tokot de dibur. And you're not going to be choser bo. Because you're generally not shoel on your truma. So right when you finish, we assume that's a full gemar das, and you can't be choser bo. Like the Ran we mentioned yesterday, in the Doron Pei Zayin. That's the issue with tokot de dibur, whether that could be chazara, in terms of the das ha'adam. Let's just finish here, and then we'll remember that Ran. Masha'en came by hektish, where a person can undo it totally and not lose, so then maybe he doesn't have a full gemar das right away. Maybe he's saying it, but he has in mind that he could always have the possibility of she'ela. So therefore, we give him tokot de dibur. That's how Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains. Let's see his words. Ve'en adam shenishal al shumaso. Lav de'en she'ela betruma. This demar does not mean that you can be shoal on hektish and you cannot be shoal on truma. You can be shoal on truma. So that's not what the gemara means, ain't can't. Ain here means doesn't. D'pshita d'ika she'ela, k'debucha b'kama duchti. Elahachi kamar, this is what the Gemara means. Ein derech lihios adam nishal al shumaso. A person generally does not go back on their truma. They'll go back on their hafrasha. Why? To hot truma chayeba. Because you have to take off truma in any case. V'nishal al zu hot truma, tzorech lachzar, v'likvo hot truma, lifter asakri. You have to be off truma from somewhere else. So we don't assume you're going to be, how's this going to help you? Right, we don't assume you get a switch. And now we get to the application. Because you generally aren't shol on shumas, therefore you can't be chozer, toka de dibur. The time of the yochal achzer bo, toka de dibur. Because why do we usually say you can't be chozer, toka de dibur? Mishum damrinan. Lo gomar belibo alakdesho. Elalacha toka de dibur. You're not as serious. You know you could, always go back. And therefore, because you commonly do go back, so we allow you to go back within toka de dibur. As the Ron said yesterday, remember the Ron explained the four exceptions to the rule when it comes to Toga Dibur are areas where we know a person is always very serious. Always very serious when they want to get in and use the mechanism to be part of these areas, right? Not all of them are good. Avodah Zarah, Megadef, and Kiddushin, and Gerishin, right? So these are examples where a person, says the Ron, has a high level of Das. And therefore, if they're doing it, they don't mess around, they don't play around, and therefore, they're serious right away. That's a similar type of idea that we have here. The Chiddush is, by the way, the Rambam, who we saw yesterday, that says, there's no take deeper by Hektish. Maybe it's an extension, but this Gemara seems to go in the opposite direction. Avot Truma, finishing up, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Avot Truma shela olam adam gomer belibo. A person always has to give it. Don muchrach litrom. V'lachein afilu betok de dibur nami eno yachal lachzer bo. So that's what it's based on. It goes on that das. So again, a person can be shoel. It's more common to be shoel on hektish, and therefore we give him tok de dibur. But a person generally is not shoel on truma, and therefore we don't. 2 points to mention. First, a thought that we mentioned in the past. Rav Asher Weiss has a piece in Bamidbar. In Parshas Matos, where he discusses if somebody violates a neder, or if somebody is violates shchutei chutz, somebody does an aveira, does he have a chiyuv, or is it even a good thing to be shoel? If I violate a neder, I say I'm not allowed to eat the hamburger today, and then I eat it. I could be shoel on the ned there, and then it comes out I didn't do something wrong. So is that an inyan? Is that an idea? Nistapakti. Adam sha'avar b'chet v'yish b'yodo l'sakna l'mafreya. Ulevatzlo ki'ilu lohaya im ha'mitzvah olav l'asoskein. I could get rid of my avera. Right? O shema, or heina adam mitzuvah ela shlo lachto. A person is commanded not to sin. Right? He's not commanded to figure out a way to do the sin, and then you can undo your punishment. Undo your chiyuv. Ein adam mitzuvah elosh lalachto v'imchata chayv lashu b'tshuva l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ach ein alav mitzvah la'asos ma'asim v'tatz tekaos levatel l'mafreya ma'isa avir sha'avar. That he's not mechuyev to do. And again, this is not something that's discussed in the Mesudar way in many of the Achronim, but obviously he quotes a number of Marmakomos as he always does. Of course, the Tshuva is Rabbi Kiva Eger. If somebody is Tori min hara al hayafe, right, which is an Isser, maybe even Kadar as Alosa, say, mitzvah alav li sha'el al shumaso, v'lachzor lahafish min hayafe. Right, you have to do it again. Obier bazen, he quotes, plays a Tosfos in Kiddushin this way, and the Rav Asher Weiss is not so convinced that that is a general rule. V'yesh la'ayin. Atu kala no der mina kikar va'achlo chayv lishol al nidro. You don't find that in the Gemara anywhere. V'chi misha zinsa ishto. If somebody's wife is mezana, should he send her again and then mivata l'tshalo b'fnei shliach in order to be mafkia the kiddushin? And it comes out that she wasn't mezana. If somebody is shochik kachin b'chutz, right? Should they be shoal on the hektish? We don't find that. Right, a person is supposed to just do, act like a good Jew and try not to do aveiras. If somebody does an aveira, to do tshuva on the aveira, not to get out of it in a way that is a shortcut, so to speak, and not the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to act. So Sof Dover, he says all at the end, al af kol apilpal anal ein lanu el divrei arboseinu harishonim omi pashas divrei arashba halolamanu de overal nidro mitzvah lishol kadesh lo leshi b'chet kol yamav. So he says you do find that in some rishonim, but it is not maybe not mechuyev in all of the cases that we saw, even though there is some, right? There are the quote some sources, but we're not going to go through all of them. Toka de Dibur comes up here, so we're being mechalik between Toka de Dibur, maybe it could be choser bo by hektish, but not by truma in this case. And we spoke about other areas, the exceptions of the rule in the Dharma da Pei Zayin. Another interesting case where Toka de Dibur maybe is even extended, and that is kinyan chalipin. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat, generally kinyanim have a time retraction time of Toka de Dibur by all kinyanim, right? If I do a kinyan, I can be chozer bo Toka de Dibur. But when it comes to chalipin, a kinyan sudar, it's more. It's asukin bo osu inyan, the Shulchan Aruch says. Even if it's after Toka de Dibur, as long as I'm still involved, asukin bo osu inyan, so then I can be chozer bo. And the question is, why? Why should chalipin be any different than any other kinyanim in terms of whether you're allowed to be chozer bo or not? So there are many rayas, maybe we'll mention one or two of them, just in terms of chalipin being a different type of kinyan, a different type of kinyan than all other kinyanim. The Gemara Bava Basra Daf Mem mentions kinyan bifnei shnayim, vein sorach lomar ksuvu. Kinyan, stam kinyan in Gemara means kinyan chalipin. Kinyan bifnei shnayim. What does that mean, bifnei shnayim? Does that mean it should be done in front of two witnesses? Or if it is done in front of two witnesses, so then ein sarach lomar ksuvu. Right? They don't have to get instructions from the people involved to write a shtar. They can automatically write a shtar about what they witnessed. Either way, it's a chiddush. Right? Generally, right, Bali Tosfos here in Baal Basra, in Kiddushin Daf Samachay, and most clearly in the Tosfos HaRash there, in Kiddushin Daf Samachay, he asks, and they all point out, why would you need Edim for Chalipin? Right? Edim are needed generally for when you need Edekiyum. Edekiyum is different than Edebirur. Edebirur is, most Edim are just Ede Levarer Hadavar. I have Edim to know what happened. I could do whatever I want without Edim. I could lend you money without Edim. But if I want to be Mevarer and have proof that you owe me money, so then I can set up Edim, Levarer is a davar afterwards. But you don't need Edekiyum. You don't need Edim to be there halachically, and if they're not there, then the event didn't happen. That's needed by Kiddushin. That's needed by Gerushin. That's needed by certain events that you need Edim L'kayim Adavar. But generally, Kinyanim, whenever you do a Meshicha and a Hagbah and a Chazaka, you don't need Edim there. So why would you need Edim B'chalipin? So that's why most assume that this Gemara means, it doesn't mean that. It means if you did a Kinyan in front of two, so then they could automatically write a Shtar. Which is always a Chiddush, but it's just less of a Chiddush. Why would you automatically be able to write a Shtar? I don't know, less, different. Why would you be able to be automatically write a Shtar if it was witnessed by Edim? Right, that says the Tosfos here in Baal Basra on Daf Mem Amud Aleph discusses that. But again, they say Beferish, it doesn't mean that you need Edim. But there are Rishonim that say that you need Edim. Right, the Ravid seems to say that you need Edim. The Rambam has to go out of his way in Hilchas Bechira to tell me that you don't need Edim by Chalipin. Right, what's the Havamina? Says the Rambam in Perahei Alachates, Zeh Kinyan Eino Tzarech Lios Bifnei Edim. It doesn't need to be in front of Edim, and that's where the Ravid says on that Rambam, Ein HaKol Modim B'Kinyan. The Rambam says, you don't need Edim, Ela Im Haya Bein Olav Ein Chavei Or Kana. Well, what's the Havamina? Why would I have thought that? The Rambam doesn't have to tell me this by any other Kinyanim. Don't think you need Edim by Hagbah or by Meshicha. So it's Richa Torah Edim B'Dinim Amanis Ela L'Kofer, because Edim by B'Dinim Amanis are just Levarer HaDavar. Aval HaMocher O HaNosin O HaSocher O HaMashav HaChayotven Eino Tzorach Edim. Once you do a derech, a maisa kinyan, bein ba'gva, bein b'meshicha, bein b'kinyan, bein b'kezah, you don't need Edim. But the Rambam only says it beferish by chalipin. So why would the Rambam say that? Right? And the Rambam continues with other interesting nafkaminas for chalipin. But again, we've spoken about this in the past, and the answer that we mentioned is from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, we're going to look at the Rishima Shiurim on Bava Metzia, on Daf Mem Zayin. So this is quoted, it's quoted in many other Sfarim also. Reb Soloveitchik quoted this B'Shem Reb Chaim, and that is, Kinyan Chalipin is different than all other Kinyanim. All other Kinyanim, there's two ingredients. There's the Maisa Kinyan, and then there's the Das Kinyan. There's the Maisa. I physically pick it up, I pull it, I do a proprietary act, a kinyan chazaka, it's in my chatzer, right? There's some type of maisa kinyan, and then there's the das kinyan, the das of the parties involved, that das kone and das makne. But by chalipin, there's no maisa, Right? What is it? Like, I lift up a handkerchief just as a symbolic physical act. That symbolic physical act is just to concretize and to show that the people are involved are serious. That's the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says that in Hilchas Mechira. The reason that you do a chalipin is not because you need a chalipin. The Rambam says, Kinyan zeh shenagol hakros be'ilu advarim einu mol klum. It doesn't really accomplish anything. Ela lahodia is just to let known, let it be known. She'eno omer dvarim elu kimisachik ukimahatel. Ela shegomar belibo v'yacharkach amar. It shows that you're serious. That's what the physical act of chalipin is. So what's the kinyan? How is it effective? What's the mechanism? It's a kinyan shel da'as. It's a kinyan that works based on the showing of commitment of the Das HaMeschayev. The shiny, I'll read it now from the Rishim HaShir. The shiny kinyan chalipin mishar kinyanim. Kibi kinyanim da'alma hakinyan chal machbas baisa kinyan. Ma she'enkin kinyan chalipin da'chal mishum hakno'a midas. Ki asudar enu ela simin di'esh das makne gemur ela hak ela sa kinyan. And that's why maybe, again, there are many rayas to this, but that's why maybe you need Edim. You would need Edim. Because Edim are always needed to reflect a higher level of Das. Right, by Kiddushin and Gerushin. Right, we just said from the Ran in the Doron Pei Zion. Right, Kiddushin and Gerushin have a higher level of Das, and that's why you would need Tokhtei Dibur would not be able to be Chozer Bo there, and that's why Edim are always reflective of that. Without getting into the Rayas for that. But maybe that could also explain the Tokhta Dibur issue also. Tokhta Dibur is the limit where the focus is the Maisa. So you have a physical action and you have a few seconds after that to be Chozerbo. But if the whole Kenyan is not based on the physical act, but it's based on just the Das involved, that's the mechanism of the Kenyan, so then even Asukin Boso Inyan. Even after, you're not focusing on one moment. You're focusing on the Das that is expressed. So even after the one moment, as long as you're Asukin Boso Inyan, that would be good enough in order to be Chozerbo by Chalipin. Okay, there are other Rayas as well. There are other discussions as well. The Gemara in Bamatsiyah Dab Mem Zayin. Let's continue for now, and then we'll see again if there's any time to mention other Rayas. Okay, we're still on the first line here on Dafayin Gimel Medal. But it's... getting back to our other topic. So, Masros, Kakala, Vachulu. So, we mentioned in the Mishnah that if you say simultaneously that each of the Masros should be in each other's basket, so that works. So, Kesedewosa, so what does he do then? So, Ned said he did that. So, it works. So, each of the Masros are in both. So, what do you do? So, again, you have baskets. Each one of them has 100 figs. So, altogether, 200. So altogether are 200. So how much is a Maisa Risha going to be? 20. No telesub te'enem me'ezer etche yirtze. But the chidush of the Gemara is, you can take 20 from whichever one. You can take 20 from one basket. You don't have to take 20, 10 from one, 10 from the other. We assume that what you meant to say by each one should be in the other one, it means you're treating the list as one big basket. And therefore you can take 20 from wherever you want. V'choleser diyasov, and every 10 that you take is beho chumas maiser. So there's one fig that's chumas maiser. Fine. Ad kedom, because there's 10%, and 10% of the 10% is chumas meiser. Ad kedom b'shavos, this is good for if they're equal, if they're 100 and 100. Haya bazum meya o bazum asayim. What happens if one of them is 100 and one of them is 200? So then it's not, you can't just take, they're not exactly equal. So that im l'shem meya hu notel. So then if you're taking from the 200 basket, but you're taking for the 100, you take it for the 100, so what do you need? Achas esrei. Then you need 11. Like we said on yesterday's daf, or two days ago's daf, right on Ayin Aleph, we said 11 here really means 11 and 1/9. So if you're taking for the 100, then you need to take, you know, it's from without, as we said, it's not from within, which would just be 10 out of 100, but it has to be the ratio of 1 to 9. So we did that math on Ayin Aleph. So you do 11 and 1/9. Im l'shem asayim unotel, but if you're also taking l'shem asayim, meaning you're taking, for the 200, so altogether, how many figs are there? You have a 100 and a 200 all together, you have 300. So how many you have to take altogether? Shloshim te'enim. Then you take 30. Then you take 30, which not only if you just think about it in larger terms, but even based on what we said earlier, the math, right? We said 11.1 would be for the basket of 100. So what about for the other basket? Now for the basket of 200, well, what do you have left? How much tevel is left after you took off the 11.1 Maaser Rishon for basket one? How much is left? 188.9. So 188.9, 10% of that is 18.89. You just move the decimal point, 18.89 and 11.1, so that itself is 200, is 30 also. So even if you use that way that we did the math last time, it could also work. Instead of just saying there's 300 and you need 30 altogether, the math works. Bazu el meo bazu elef, but if this has 100 or this has 1,000, so then im l'she meo hu notel, again, if you're taking for the 101, then you take notel. It should be achas esrei, right? It should be 11. Like we said, 11 1/9. Im l'shem elefu notel, if you're also taking, that's how the Ma'ariv Folda understands these lines. If you're also taking for the 1,000, so then afilu notel es kulei no mashlem. If you want to take for the 1,000 from the basket with 100, it's not enough. It's not enough because how much do you need for 1,100? You need 110. You need 110, and the basket only has 100. So no matter how much you take, no matter how much you take from the small basket, it is not going to be good enough, so you're going to have to take some from the other basket, from the 1,000 basket also, to work for the Maaser Rishon. Fine. Next. Mishi Yeshlo Kalkala V'hu Mevakesh La'asra. If you have one basket and you want to take off the Maaser Rishon and the Maaser Sheni, so how much is the Maaser Rishon and the Maaser Sheni? It's 10%, and then as we know, 10% of 10%, the 10% of what's left. So notel Shnei tishuin v'tishua shel tishua shehein eser me eser v'teisha meiser sheni. What does all that mean? So really, what it means is 19. Really means 19, because if you're going to take off, you have 100. So you take off 10%, that's 10. And then from what's left, 90, you have to take off 10%, which is 9. So it's 19. But the Gemara says it just in a merumaz, in a hinting way, right? Shnei tishuin, 2 9s, and tishua tel tishua, a ninth of a ninth, which is 10 for Maaser Rishon and 9 for Maaser Sheni. Really, it's 19. What does it mean by the ninths and the ninths of a ninth? So the Gra explains and the Mefarshim explain, really, 19 is the ultimate amount that you have to take off, but that is Matir 81, right? 19 is Matir 81. So that's how it looks at. It's also expressed in ninth ways. 2 9ths is 9 is 1 9th of 81. 2 9ths is 18. 2 9ths of 81. And then you add in one more 1 9th of a ninth, which is 1, and that adds, makes it to be 19. So it calls 9 1 9th, because it's 1 9th of 81. And it calls 18 2 9ths, because it's of 81, which is the amount that is misukan once you took off the Maaseris, the Maaseris or the Maaseris Shady. But it said, just says it in an unusual way. So the Gemara says, why do you say it in that way? V'yomar chasrei, just say 19. Just say 19. Why do you have to have it such a deep way of saying it? Amar of Zeira, divrei chachamim v'chidosam. Right, quoting a pasuk in Mishlei, the chachamim sometimes talk in riddles. They want you to work a little hard. Right, they want you to work a little hard to, that's A. And B, not only hard, stam l'shem working hard, but working hard to express that sometimes the principle that you learn here could be applied elsewhere. Right, and therefore you just say 19, you don't really learn the principle as much. But having all these fractions, maybe you learn it. And that's why the Gemara says, for example, let's say you want to apply this somewhere else. We're not going to do all this math, but we'll just mention it. Let's say you have 100. You want to bring in 100 figs into your house. You don't want to have a basket of 100 and then take 19 from it and be left with 81. If you want to bring 100, so how much do you have to take from a different basket to be matir 100? So then, Ari's a note, I'll call te'ena v'te'ena. Shnei tishuin, v'tishua shel tishua, shein esim v'shalosh te'enim. Also, all together works out to be 23 figs. Arba tishuin v'tishua shel tishua. Okay, it works out to be 24 figs. Again, the grud does the math, but it's just that if you work in fractions here, so maybe that could be applied. Those principles could be applied to other cases as well. Interesting. This might be related to the Rambam. The Rambam in Hakdama to Pirsha Mishnah, which we should all go through. Well, there's so much so many yesodos in the Hakdama to Pirsha Mishnah. The Rambam talks there about Agada. Talks about Agada there. He mentions, among other things, three ways to understand Agada. One of them is Nebuch, one of them is Apikarsus, and one of them is correct. Right? Agada, number one way to understand that people wait to understand Agada is they take it literally, And they say, okay, I don't understand that. Wow, what's the literal? They talk about a dragon with seven heads. And so he says, Nebuch. He says that people, they understand that it's from the Chazal, but they don't realize that it has depth to it. They just understand the Kipshuto, and they say, oh, we don't understand it. One. The other way to understand it is that literally, and they say, oh, the rabbis are crazy. What does this mean? And that's Hapikarsis. And then the right way to understand it is to take it literally, but understand that there are many levels of interpretation of depths of meaning of this. And that's related to what the Gemara says here, and that is Divrei Chachamim v'Chidosam. Divrei Chachamim v'Chidosam. Often Chazal talked in deep ways in order to, A, as the Gemara says, to give us principles to apply elsewhere, or to hide certain secrets. Sometimes Chazal wanted us to give off a certain messages, but not to tell everyone. V'zeh enyan revi'i, says the Rambam. Hadrash anipsa b'talmud, ein roi lachshov shema'alato ma'ata v'to'alto chaseira. Don't think that Agada has any less importance in the Gemara. Avol yesh bo tivuna gedola, v'breishu kolel. And again, obviously, this is the translation of the Arabic into Hebrew. V'breishu kolel chidos pelios. Vachamudos niflaos. Right? There's a lot of treasures in there. Ki adrasho sahain, kishe istaklu ben istaklu sichlis. When you look at it in a deep thinking way, yuvan bahem mehatov ha'amiti, ma she'en lamala mimenu. You'll realize the ultimate goodness that comes out of it. Vigale mehem in ha'inyonim ha'elokiyim, va'amitus hadvarim, ma shahayu anshi achachma ma'alimoto, velo ratzu legaloso. They didn't want to reveal it. They don't want to reveal it. Vim tabero so al pshuto, if you look at it literally, tirabo in yonim rechokim in asechel, she'en lamala mehem. If you look at it literally, sometimes you'll find things that are far from seichel. Vasu davar zeh li in yonim nifla'im od. And they do this for various reasons, to sharpen the minds of the Talmidim, but also to hide certain messages from the ksilim, and to transmit in a Torah Shebal Peh type of way. That's part of the issue of Divrei Chachamim v'Chidosam. That's here. It's not so unusual. You're giving us fractions instead of saying 19, but this is part of what is behind that line. Okay, we'll stop here.